Good morning, sunshine. There's love in your skies, reflecting the sunlight in my lover's eyes. Good morning, sunshine. So happy.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A U.S. Supreme Court opinion was posted on its website today, surprising many. It was first reported by Bloomberg News. And as CBS's Jan Crawford reports...
The draft opinion in one of the most closely watched cases of the term was briefly and inadvertently posted on the court's website, and Bloomberg News grabbed a copy. If it stands as the final decision in the case, it would mean emergency abortions in Idaho could resume, at least for the time being, if a woman's health is at serious risk.
Also today, in a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court rules a group of social media users, along with the states of Louisiana and Missouri, did not have the right to sue over the Biden administration's contact with social media platforms during the pandemic and the 2020 election season. In Tucson, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says migrant crossings are down 40% at the U.S.-Mexico border since President Biden's crackdown on asylum.
Across the entire southern border, Border Patrol encounters have dropped by over 40%. We are removing more non-citizens without a legal basis to stay here.
Portions of Minnesota are still dealing with floodwaters. Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan has checked out some of the damage.
Don't forget about Mankato and about these communities, because the water will recede over, you know, the coming weeks. And we want to make sure that if you are ready to help, that you're ready to help in the coming days and weeks as well.
In Bolivia, an attempted coup.
Let's go!
It was short, and General Juan Jose Zuniga is now in custody. A newly sworn-in military leader ordered soldiers back to the barracks and armored vehicles pulled back. The BBC's Will Grant also reports.
We've seen Evo Morales, the elder statesman of the left in Bolivia, come out and condemn this. We've seen, obviously, neighboring and friendly states like Venezuela condemn it and the international community.
Big fireworks bust in Gardena, California, south of Los Angeles. Lieutenant Christopher Cuff.
The estimated street value of these fireworks is between $7 and $10 million, and three individuals were arrested as a result of the investigation.
Lieutenant Cuff says last weekend's seizure is the largest of its kind in recent California history. A wildfire in Oregon's high desert near the popular vacation destination of Bend is growing rapidly. Atlanta Hawks pick a French teenager in the first round of the NBA draft, as heard on ESPN.
With the first pick in the 2024 NBA draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Zachary Rizache from Lyon, France, and Francis J.L. Bourron-Bress.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Again, Scent Bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard his ear said, "Maraca, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain Scent Beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent maraca smell amazing." Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain Scent Beads. Try Gain Scent Beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus is known for her comedic turns on Seinfeld and Veep. But when the new dramatic movie Tuesday came about, she jumped at the opportunity.
I was immediately intrigued because it was so out there. It's really sort of a magical, fiction-y, adult fairy tale. And I thought, okay, I'm going to take this leap.
Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com.
A hand gesture leads to a big settlement in a First Amendment case, CBS's Jim Crisula explains.
Vermont has agreed to pay $175,000 in the case of a man who was charged with a crime for giving a state trooper the middle finger during a traffic stop in 2018. The incident prompted legal action by the American Civil Liberties Union on the behalf of Gregory Bombard. The lawsuit alleged the man's First Amendment rights were violated after an unnecessary traffic stop and retaliatory arrest. Bombard and the ACLU will split the settlement money. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A 49-year-old bishop from Western Pennsylvania, Sean Rowe, has become the youngest person ever elected as leader of the Episcopal Church. Rowe will succeed Bishop Michael Curry, who is the first African-American to hold the position, when Curry's 9-year term ends on November 1st. The presiding bishop serves as the denomination's chief pastor, president, and CEO. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly clear sky. Lows falling into the upper 50s. For tomorrow, sunshine and a high right around 70. Showers and storms return to the forecast for Friday. Highs in the mid-70s. Drying out for the weekend. Low 80s Saturday, low 70s Sunday. Currently, it's 66.
WRJN. Just the other night, everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
but you're late. I wait around and then but I run to the door. I can't take anymore. It's not you. You let me down again.
Tournament, local news, and timeless hits.
Yeah. WRJN, home to the Milwaukee Brewers. Before and after the games, we spin the timeless hits. Baseball, timeless hits, a great soundtrack to summer, and we've got it all on WRJN.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
Big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to be here this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mankind, dead kings, many things I can't define. Occasions, spots, wagons, clutter your mind. Incense and compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and compliments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Dream believer and a home.
you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still I'm gonna miss you. Don't question why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained or nothing's lost at such a cost. there's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you will lose your mind. In life unkind.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stopped trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died and I can't hide and I just can't fake it. Oh, no, 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 no. It used to be so easy living here with you. You were light and breezy and I knew just what to do. Now you look so unhappy and I feel like a fool. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died and I can't hide and I just can't fake it.
Just can't fake it. Oh, no, 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 no.
Thanks for listening. Whether it's North Beach, the zoo, or just a ride along the lakeshore, more timeless hits are on the way from WRJN.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? Pacific Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Photographs, paperwork, and stories about the LGBTQ plus movement in our state now being collected for the Wisconsin First Archive Project. It's a new effort to preserve and celebrate the history and national legacy of Wisconsin as the first state to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation. Organizers say providing this history in one place will improve awareness and keep these memories alive. The effort is being led by Our Lives Media, a Madison-based nonprofit, which will offer a free online archive. It's a proud moment during this Pride Month to remember the fight for equal rights includes equality for all. I'm Terry Barr.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
WRJ.